Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
And we're on, and this is the Camp Report. There's only three of these left, by the way. And then we get back to OnlyFans Q&A Live. But yes, this is the Camp Report for August the 19th, 2024. There was no practice today. So there are no notes. There's nothing to report from what happened at practice. But we had the head coach, Mike McDaniel. We also had the quarterback do an interview with Dan Le Batard, which was pretty interesting, which maybe I'll talk about a little bit here. But first of all, yes, we did have Mike McDaniel speak to the media early this morning. They had a player availability at 12:45. Pretty much the same players that have been doing these availabilities, except Jordan Poyer. He went on. But before we get to what Mike McDaniel revealed this morning, which was kind of important, this show is brought to you by Prize Picks. Use the promo code 3YARDS. That's the number, 3YARDS. And you make a $5 play. And you get $50. How simple is that? How good a promotion is that? That's Prize Picks. Use the promo code 3YARDS. That's the number 3YARDS. I don't think there's a better promotion anywhere out there. All right. The head coach went out there today and I don't know how we take some of this. Some of it was good news, which is Odell Beckham, yes, we're not going to see him this week, but he's happy with the progress. He's happy how he is progressing, and he's looking forward to maybe next week. I think we're going to see Odell Beckham Jr. sooner rather than later. Now, that's the good news. The other good news, well, depends on which point of view you have on this. But Chris Brooks, he is in the concussion protocol. He did not break anything. So if you had to choose whether breaking a collarbone or a dislocated shoulder, separated shoulder, or a concussion, you probably take the concussion. So Chris Brooks, concussion protocol. They signed Anthony McFarlane, obviously to give him 1,000 carries against the Bucks because they don't want to risk anybody else from the running back room in this game, right? So yeah. Now for the bad news. River Craycraft. He will be out sometime. Quote unquote sometime. I am a McDaniel whisperer. Whenever he says week to week or day to day. Day to day is almost imminent. Okay. Day to day is like, this guy might play, on Saturday. Or he'll be back at practice in a couple of days. Week to week could mean pretty much that. Week to week. He could be back next week or he could be back the following week. That's not what they said, what he said about River Craycraft. He said sometime. If I had to read into that, sometime, that sounds like a 4 to 6 week deal. So he's out for a little while here, which means other guys get elevated. Eric Azukama got mentioned by name by the coach, which is a good sign for him, which means he's elevated. He'll be counted on to play soon. So I would say, and I'm pretty sure somebody's going to ask this question in the chat, I don't think you're going to see many players play against the Bucks. I just don't. I think this is going to be one of those, you know, like, who's a consequential player that you could see play against the Bucks? I think you could see Mo Kamara play a lot of snaps. Could Chop Robinson play some? I don't think so, man, because I think he's going to be in that rotation, that edge rotation for week one against the Jags, so I don't think he'll play. Anybody else, really? The back end of the defensive tackle rotation maybe will play, but guys like Neville Gallimore who have fully guaranteed contracts for this season and are going to be in the rotation, will they play? Doubtful. Benito Jones also has not played much. So would he get a little bit of run just to, you know, get his feet wet? Possibly. So that's where we're at right now. As far as anybody else, we didn't find out about Sean Harlow. We will find out more about him tomorrow. You know, Braylon Sanders is a guy that could get elevated as well. But anyway, let me get to the questions in the chat. This is not going to be a very long show because essentially there's not much to talk about. Okay. They also signed Daquan Jackson, a linebacker. What does that mean? It just means that Zeke Vandenberg has been banged up a lot. So they need somebody to play snaps against the Bucks on Saturday. As far as playing any, you know, playing starters, man, I would be shocked if, like, look, I could see there is a scenario where I could see the Dolphins roll out their starters for a series, you know, just especially on offense. On offense, you really want to get those guys out there, get their feet wet, you know, run through a script, a game script, and then be done with it, right? So I could see them doing something like that. Other than that, doubtful. Other than that, I don't think it's something you're going to see. All right. All right. Let me get to the questions in the chat. Again, I don't think this is going to be a very, very long show because there really isn't that much to talk about. Tomorrow, there will be a assistant coach availability early in the morning. Then there will be a practice tomorrow. Like, that is on the practice schedule. And then I'll be on the road to Tampa to get together with Chris Kaufman. We are both going to be in attendance for that joint practice on Wednesday. If I had to guess, I think they're going to go pretty hard on Wednesday in the joint practice, and that's essentially going to be their prep for the Jaguars in week one. All right, let me get into some of these questions in the chat. All right, first question. And by the way, if you want to participate in any of these shows, and especially beginning next week, which will begin, we'll start up again, our OnlyFans Q&A live shows. If you ever want to participate in any of those, you got to become a member of our Discord. And to do that, you go to discord.gg/OnlyFans and you become a member there for $3 a month. All right. First question. Do you think it actually might be a good thing that Craig Kraft is injured? Well, wait a minute. It's never a good thing when a guy's injured. If it is only for a couple of games, okay, so that we have a roster spot for Azukama. If you want to look at it that way, sure. But I was thinking Eric Azukama might have been safe anyway. You know? Next question. What does Eazy-E's reemergence do for the roster cut? Something? Nothing? I think nothing. I think he was going to make it as the last guy in. It was going to hurt. I don't know. Like, who was it going to hurt? I'm trying to think. I really do believe that Braxton Berrios was going to be in some danger. I think Craig Kraft being out is opening the door for Braxton Berrios to come right in. So that's what I think. Number two, who might be a possible surprise roster cut? I don't think there's any more surprises anymore. I think if I had to guess a surprise, like, look, is this guy a surprise if he gets cut? Tanner Connor? Is he a surprise? Which means I think Hayden Rucci might be on as a fourth guy. I guess you could call that a surprise, but Other than that, I really don't foresee any surprises as of right now. The one that I always thought was could be something, but I watched him in this game, and man, he looks good to me, and that's Marcus May. Man, I'd be careful. I'd be careful. Remember, you do have a guy who had an injury last year in Javon Holland, no matter how good he is. He had an injury last year. He was not available to you for half of the season. And Jordan Poyer is an older guy. So I think you want as many vets as you can back there. I like Elijah Campbell. You know he made it on as a special teamer. But I'd be careful with Marcus May. It's gonna be a rough cut. It really will be. I could foresee a scenario. And I remind you, I like all three guys. Okay? Now, Cam Smith does have that injury. We're not sure what it is, by the way. He said he did not, Mike McDaniel did not confirm whether it was a hamstring or not. He said it was in a different spot as far as an injury. I could see where they could run a gambit where they protect Cam Smith by designating him on the PUP or something like that, and that way you could keep one of the UDFAs. But I do foresee a scenario where you try to keep all three of the UDFAs. And when I mean all three, I'm talking about Storm Duck, Isaiah Johnson, and Jason Maitre, but by cutting all three and then bringing them all back onto the practice squad. I could see that scenario. And then you're taking your chances, okay? Because who the hell are you going to cut? I would not cut Saran Neal, by the way. He's a very good special teamer, and he makes plays. So I'd be careful with Saran Neal. But those three UDFAs, I could see a scenario where you cut all three and then try to bring all three back onto the practice squad. Okay? And then if you do, I would protect a couple of those. Like, they've had no missteps. None whatsoever. So I'd be careful. I'd be careful with cutting all three guys. The one who I think is in the most danger of getting picked up is Isaiah Johnson, because those measurables just are not available to you out there. Okay? As a developmental guy, there's going to be a team that's going to be bad. All right? Like New England. And they're going to look at somebody like Isaiah Johnson, and they're going to say, you know what? We are the perfect team to put that guy on the roster and get him experience. And maybe he's a roster player next year. So I would be very, very, very careful. But I think all three deserve to be on the 69. Remember, you have the 53 and the 69. The 69...
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Is the 53 plus the practice squad. Those guys are clear-cut, cinch, lock, 69 guys. Are they lock 53 guys? That's tight. It's tight. All right, next question. Right now, who's our slot corner and who's our QB4? I mean, cornerback 4. Cater, Bonner, Smith. Cornerback 4 is probably Cam Smith if he's healthy. Ethan Bonner when he comes back from his concussion. Kader Kohu is the slot guy right now, but I think they will work Jalen Ramsey in there plenty, especially on third downs. How many wide receivers, and right now who? Man, I think it's going to be 6. And who? It's the expected guys. Remember, Odell Beckham's in the PUP, so you could play with that a little bit, but You know, and remember, Craycraft might go on the PUP. We don't know anything. Once we don't know, you know, once we find out what they're doing with those two guys headed for week one and headed into the first roster cut, then we know who the six guys are. But we know who the safe guys are. And as far as the added to that group, Malik Washington and Ezukama are the obvious ones, right? So you're going to be able to play with it a little bit because, you know, with who you're keeping on the six, because one of them, I think maybe Craycraft might start on the PUP to start the season. Okay? So it's kind of clear who the six are. And do you think, here's another question, do you think Driscoll is our right guard for now? Yeah, until Aaron Brewer comes back, I think he's going to make it in over Lester Cotton. I think he'll start. His tape has just been so much better than Lester Cotton's. Like, I don't know what they're looking at with Lester Cotton. So, if Aaron Brewer is not going to play week one, and I've theorized that he's probably not going to play week one, he'll be ready for week two against the Bills. If that's the case, if Liam Eikenberg has to start center week one, yeah, I think Driscoll is a starting right guard for week one. And then, you know, you never know going forward. All right, next question. Any position that you think the Dolphins might realistically look to trade for before the season starts? Wide receiver, guard, quarterback? I think guard is something that they're always, and I know that for a fact that they touch base earlier in the offseason on a more high-profile guard to bring in here. So I think that that's something that they'll keep an eye on. As far as wide receivers, man, a good one's going to get cut. I would keep an eye on the Rams' depth chart. See if they cut Tyler Johnson. You remember him? He's only 25 years old, by the way. But he was a pretty good wide receiver for the Bucs. Kind of fallen on some hard times here, getting bounced around the league. They have a really nice rookie in Whittington, okay? Maybe Tyler Johnson's an odd man out. If they cut him, man, I don't see how he's not a Dolphin immediately the next day. All right, next question. If you were in charge of the Dolphins training for the rest of the preseason, what are the things you'd have them working on? Well, they're doing what they have to do, is just going through their install. You know, I don't think they have to work on anything. They have a good regiment. The coaches know what they're doing. Here's a question. Do you think we'll see any starters play against the Bucs? If we do, I think you'll see them for a series, and then that's it. And I'm talking about a series. If they go 3-and-out, it's a wrap. Then, yeah, everybody, you know, put on street clothes and go stand on the sideline. I don't think you're going to see any extended play from any of the starters. The only guy, look, and I think Brandon Peely has probably afforded them to do this. If Benito Jones, he hasn't gotten much run. If Benito Jones is going to be suited up for this game, I could see him getting 15 snaps, you know, just to get him acclimated for week one. Those guys need to get hit before they get hit week one against the Jaguars. Next question, does Greer attend every practice? Yes. If he doesn't attend every practice, he's at his office that oversees the practice field, so he's actually seeing practice. Not only that, there's video of the practices that he's watching that he can watch at all times. So he's very, very aware of what's going on. And remember, the roster cuts, they are done in conjunction with the GM, but the position coaches and the head coach are the ones who have the final say on the 53. It always works that way, okay? Now, can the general manager put his finger on the scale for one guy over the other? Absolutely. But for the most part, the coaches will make that cut. Next question. Was there any sign of OBJ today? Well, we couldn't see. We were inside the building. So we were in the press room, so we didn't get to see OBJ. OBJ, if he was working, was inside the practice facility, which we couldn't see today. So we wouldn't know. Next question. What are the odds the Dolphins release one of the backup QBs? It's a possibility. What QBs do you see shaking free after cuts? What QBs do you see shaking free after cuts? I'm not sure about that. Any that Miami would like. Is it a pipe dream to think that the new QB could be the emergency QB until they're up to speed? That's always a possibility. As the emergency QB, absolutely. But they'll keep one, of course, because he has to know the system. Is there one that's going to shake free? I'm not sure one will. Teams are going to keep three. There's not that many good backups as it is. And most teams are going to keep three. Why would they cut a good one? I think if you want a, you know, quote-unquote good one, you're going to have to trade for one. All right, next question. Once Chubb is healthy, we'll have... Okay, this is just a comment. Predict carry counts now. Running back, wide receiver, cornerback, safety. You mean snap counts for this game? 10 max for starters. I really don't think many starters will play. Next question. Can't cut May. More statements. People are doing their own show in the chat. Can you protect any players on the way to the practice squad? All 16 open to be poached. No. Yeah. Once you cut them, you know, you pass them. They have to pass through waivers before you put them back onto the practice squad. So no. Will McDaniel be comfortable with a QB2 that's not on the roster right now? No, I don't think that's. No, if you watch those installs, no, he would not be comfortable with one. And if I know it's popular to talk about this guy, so let's just use him, all right? If Ryan Tannehill is the guy, if they sign Ryan Tannehill tomorrow, he won't, you know, and Tua had to, you know, go to the sideline against the Jaguars, Ryan Tannehill will not come in as the backup quarterback, okay? I think it'll be a minimum of 2 weeks trying to get him up to speed with at least a minimal package, okay, as the backup quarterback. By the way, for these camp reports, I do not take questions, okay? That'll be for vetted later on. You could just put your questions in the chat, and I will get to every single one of them. We're coming to the end of it anyway here because it's not going to be a long show. All right. In fact, this is going to be the last question. With Brooks and Long, this feels like the best inside linebacker group this team has had for a while. Bodes well for rotational interior defensive line group, lacking a star of Wilkins' caliber. I know this is Weaver's MO from a defensive line perspective, but was that part of the design, in your opinion? 1,000%. That's how they built the offseason, especially on defense. Okay? They sought to upgrade the interior linebacking group substantially to the point where, you know, they replaced Jerome Baker with Jordan Brooks, okay, and paid a slight premium for it, okay? So they paid a little bit more money. And they got another guy in Anthony Walker to be LB3. So they busted down Duke Riley to LB4. And I think they've gotten kind of lucky because Tindall has kind of emerged here. Now, in my opinion, Channing Tindall, and look, they haven't done this yet, okay? They haven't done this yet, but I think it's the eventual move. They're playing him as a scrape linebacker, okay? So he's an off-ball linebacker, playing to contain, not really playing two gaps. I think he's a fill linebacker, and if that's the case, I think he could be a good one because he's strong enough to play A to the B gap. Okay, if he could read two gaps, he could fire them, and he's quick enough to fire them. And I don't think he has good size to play a fill linebacker role. I think he probably made it on to the team. So they tried to upgrade the linebacking group, and I think they did that successfully. The interior defensive line group, they wanted to build a rotation, and I think they did that as well. So yeah, it was by design. Cap Stern is the one that asked that question. It says carry count, meaning how many for each position on the final roster. That's for a 3YPC show next week for cut down day. That's not for today. But you can guess. I've posted that before on OnlyFans. And by the way, if you want to become a member of OnlyFans, you go to discord.gg/OnlyFans. You become a member there for $3 a month. All right, there is a practice tomorrow, so it'll be a much more eventful camp report tomorrow. And when I do the camp report tomorrow, it'll be from Tampa. So different rotation, different location. So hopefully my microphone sounds as good since it'll be a different microphone and I'll be doing it from a hotel room in the Tampa Bay area near Raymond James Stadium. All right, that's it. There is no more. We will talk to you again tomorrow.
Thanks for listening to 3 Yards Per Carry. You can subscribe via iTunes, on Podbean, or your usual podcast provider.
need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.